Hello, world. Senior reporter Taylor Price here, back from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine, and I'm ready to dish everything I learned in this week's episode of Niner Talk. You sent in a bunch of great questions to me on Twitter, and it's time for me to answer them, so let's reduce drag and get this show started. Orlando has our first question. What combine event or workout would you excel in if you participated? That's a great question, Big O. I think I would kill it in the shrimp eating contest at St. Emo's Steakhouse. Wait, my producer is telling me that's not a real combine event. Bummer. Let's just say I would dominate in the one cone drill and the 4-yard dash. Moving on, friend of the program Titus the Reader asks our next question. How does Scott Kegley's 40 time match up against other teams' senior managers of digital media? Well, T-Rock, I don't see any of those guys out there running a 5.46 and getting coached up by Patrick Willis. Those managers that you speak of, they're probably indoors right now trying to stay warm by feverishly writing HTML code. You know what? I think it's only right that we roll some more of that sweet slow motion footage. Why? Because it never gets old. And please do me a favor, show that Chris Culliver B-roll too. Grazie. Neil writes in with this question. Who impressed you the most at the combine, and what gives them potential to be great on our current roster? Neil, why point to one when I can point to 22 players at the moment? Each year, I put together my all-combine personality team, and it's a roster of the most impressive prospects from the combine. I think you can't go wrong with drafting someone on that list, and the previous APT members include Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reed, and Marcus Lattimore. Find out who made the team right now on 49ers.com. Ryan has a question about last year's second round pick. He wants to know, can we expect to see Tank Carradine on the field in 2014? I definitely think so. Jim Harbaugh said that Tank looks like a different guy ever since he had scar tissue removed from his surgically repaired knee. The Niners are looking forward to seeing what Carradine and Lattimore can do in this offseason as they get ready for their first true rookie season in the National Football League. Carradine can definitely add depth and pass rushing ability to this defense, and that's never a bad thing. Last up for this week's show, Jake Jacobson, which is a great name, he asked us this. What should 49er fans expect on the field and in the stands at Levi's Stadium? Well, Double J, there's a lot to love about the Niners' future home. Perhaps none more important than having the ability to order hot dogs to your seat. You know Harry Carey would love that. As for the team on the field, they're going to be back in position to make another run at Super Bowl 49. They have great experience, and in the stadium, you have to match that with some of the best technological advances in the world. That's what you're going to have at Levi's Stadium, and make sure you learn about it at levisstadium.com. Seriously, go do it. Don't ask me any questions. Just go on that website and learn all about it. Book a tour and come check us out. See you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks.